Now, Wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
Any commentary on this passage is usually prefaced by the remark that this was an example of righteous anger on the part of Jesus. It seemed as though Jesus was upset that the temple, his father's house, was being polluted. There were slick traders making a tidy sum out of the mandatory temple tax and the quality of the lamb to be sacrificed. You could purchase it in your own town and bring it along, but if it didn't pass the temple inspectors, you had to buy another at the temple at inflated rates. All the profit went to the family business of Annas the high priest. As William Barclay, the now deceased, an eminent Scottish theologian, said, "In all this, the poor, the struggling pilgrims who came to worship the Father were being oppressed, and this is what Jesus detested. He was motivated by a double love for his Father and for his people. Zeal for your Father's house will devour me," the disciples remembered. But what is the Father's house? Where does he live? He lives inside you. You are the Father's house, and zeal for your welfare and your ultimate happiness is what devours God. For the Lord hears the cry of the poor. We can rightly think of poverty in material ways, but poverty is more than that. Sometimes people lack confidence for whatever reason. Some have had things happen which make them feel less than others. Some people suffer from depression and know the horrible agony of tormenting endless nights and the emptiness of the day ahead. Some people go through life with what I call an emotional limp, seemingly lacking the trust necessary to engage in a meaningful way with their fellow travellers. It's all poverty, and we could name even more if we think about it. Our gospel account today tells us that there is, however, good news. Our poverty has not gone unnoticed by God. He rails against whatever and whoever oppresses you and me. Some of the lyrics from the song "The Lord Hears the Cry of the Poor" by Father John Foley, SJ, speak eloquently to this good news. "Let the lowly hear and be glad. The Lord listens to their pleas, and to hearts broken God is near. Who will hear the cry of the poor? Every spirit crushed God will save, will be ransom for their lives, will be safe shelter for their fears, and will hear the cry of the poor." The last line is a direct act of trust, "for you hear the cry of the poor." It is perhaps worthwhile for us all to consider next time we feel oppressed, for whatever reason, that there is a God who is capable of extraordinary zeal in our regard. The important thing is to consistently give him permission to act. The next time you see a sad sight in the streets, remember, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. And hopefully the compassion elicited in you will make room for a prayer, giving God permission to work in that person's life. Furthermore, if we are ever tempted to belittle, downplay, or dismiss another in their brand of poverty, remember, God won't be on your side. He will be on the side of the poor. Pray for the grace to feel and see as Jesus feels and sees. May zeal for our Father's house devour us too.